We're going to learn L'Zecher U'L'Ilay Nishmas, Mr. Dennis Wilbur's father-in-law. His name is Baruch Ben Yosef. May this learning be for his neshama Zuchus, and may his neshama have an aliyah as well. Okay, let us begin. We're up to Perichot Gimel. We are up to Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Chaf Gimel, Lamed Gimel. What's going to happen if the people, the common man, or the Navi here refers to the Navi Sheker, the Kohen here refers to the Kohen Habal. Okay, so even though here in this passage it did not say explicitly that we're dealing over here with the wicked, but that's how all the commentators understand this, we're referring to the people who are very wicked. They're going to say to Yirmiyah, Ma Maso Hashem. Tell us the vision, the masa, the burden of Hashem. Now, I just translated the word masa in a very negative form, burden. But the truth is, the word masa is one of the 10 words that is used to refer to prophecy. There is a medrash. The medrash says that there are 10 words, 10 different terms that are used, found in Tanakh, that refer to the concept of prophecy, and one of them is the word masa. And as we will see soon, the reason why a prophecy is called a masa is because it's burdensome upon the prophet to carry the prophecy within. In other words, the prophet, when the prophecy comes upon him, first of all, he's overwhelmed. He feels like his body is crushed. His essence is crushed because he has to bear and carry and the burden. And furthermore, we're going to see soon, when a Navi has a prophecy, he's compelled to release it. He is compelled to express it, to give it forth to the population, to the community. Therefore, just like a person is carrying a burden, when you're carrying a very heavy load, something weighs 100 pounds, you can't wait until you have an opportunity to release the burden.
We say somebody has something urgent to get off his chest and burden himself.
And burden, exactly. So a prophecy, the nature of prophecy is where you are compelled to express it. And therefore, until you release that message, it's considered, you feel upon you that you are carrying within you a burden. So that's why over here in this pasuk, over here they are referring to the prophecy with the term burden. However, there are another 9 words that they could have selected, or maybe there are even more words that the people could have selected when they asked Yirmiyah, what is Hashem's message? The fact that they chose the word Masa is an indication they were making late sonos. They were mocking Yirmiyah, and they were saying, "No, Yirmiyah, you have a message for us." They're being sarcastic. What's this burden that you got to get off your chest? We'll do you a favor. Let's hear. Not that we take it seriously. To us, it's nonsense. It's meaningless. But you know, we'll do you a favor. We'll listen to you. We'll let you express yourself. Maybe in fact, you'll pay us. You go to the shrink. You can come. You can sit in on our couch, and you can express yourself. You can release this burden. Mama. So that is what Hashem is putting. Chisholcha yevomim lamed gimel pasuk lamed gimel chisholcha amazel yonavi akoyin leima mama so Hashem. The Amar Talayim. So Hashem says to Yirmiyah, that's right. Esma Maso. You want to know the Maso. You want to know Esma, the nature. And this is like a rhetorical question. Esma Maso? Really? You're really interested in knowing Ma means the essence, the nature of the burden, of the prophecy? I'll tell you what it is. And you're not going to be happy. The answer is v'notashti eschem nu'um Hashem. The essence, the summary of the masa is Hashem is going to abandon you. He's going to reject you. V'notashti, the way they translate over here in the articles, Hashem is going to reject you. Let's see over here the mitzudos David pasuk lamed gimel v'chi yisholcha amar hamakom liyirmiyah mi omar el mi. Right, that's always the classic question. Read the pasuk Anach, Mi Omar El Mi. The answer is the Hamakoyim Hakadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Yirmiyah. Amar Hamakom Li Yirmiyah Im Yisholcha Ha'am Hazeh. Who is the Am? The Am means the common man who is not a very good person. Ay Navi Hasheker, or the false prophet. Ay Kayin Habal, Lamar. So it's very clear that we're dealing over here with evil people. Lema, Ma Masa Hashem, return to Lema, Ma Dibir Hashem. What did Hashem say? Uviderech Lagam, as we explained. And the reason why they select the word Masa, even though Masa is indeed one of the 10 legitimate words to you that is used to describe prophecy, but the reason why the people here have selected this particular word is because they are making Leitzanos. They are mocking Yirmiyah. Uviderech Lag. And in a matter of mockery, Amru Loshon Masa, Lefi Shohoye Lochem Lemasa, Ula'ol Kaveh, they viewed prophecy to be a burden. Via Marta, Oz Tadabra Lehem, Esma Hamasa. So in Echanam, Hashem says, Via Marta Lehem, Esma Masa. You shall respond to them, the nature, Ma means the essence of the prophecy. Tell them what they want to hear. And what is it? Esma Sheyaos V'Yitztorech B'Masa. Now the word Sheyaos means what is the will. What is the will and the desire of the vision? Kloimar, ma sheyaos laasos b'masa eselochem. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do to you, the message of what Hashem wants to do to you in the vision, I will reveal to you, He will do. V'chazar peirash, and He explains, v'notashti eschem, I will reject you. Ka'odam or abandon, ka'odam ho'izev u'mashlich esamaso hakved alav. It's a play on words. The nature of the prophecy is exactly what you were mechaving to. You mocked Hashem or the prophecy with the word Masa. Guess what? That's exactly what the prophecy is all about. Hashem considers the Jewish people as a burden upon His shoulders, a very unpleasant burden, and Hashem will release you and just abandon you on the side of the road. So there is, over here, according to the Mitzudos, he's saying over here a very, very powerful idea. Esma Masav, he's telling them, you've hit the nail on the head. You want to know what the Masa is? That's exactly what the Masa is. The Masa is that you're the Masa. It's like the story of the fish. The fish wakes up in the morning, and he smells, delicious. He says to the Balabas, who's cooking fish? And the Balabas says to the fish, you're cooking fish. The Balabas is cooking the fish in the frying pan. Got it? That's exactly what it says over here. Ma Masa. Yirmiyah says, you're the Masa. You want to know the nature of the prophecy? The nature of the prophecy is that the nature of the burden, what's the nature of the burden? You're the burden. Hashem is going to abandon you, He's going to release you because you're a burden.
I would assume over here, I mean, it doesn't mean anything, but Masa, because since Masa is the lowest form of Nebuah, that they're making fun of Yirmiyah.
Okay, that's what they're doing. Yes, that's what it says.
Because they're using that
term.
A prophet.
He's saying he's
making fun of his Nebuah because he's not much of a prophet.
Okay.
Because that's the lowest form of
the Masa is the lowest of the 10 levels of Nevuah. Okay, so this is how the Mitzudos explains. Let us see Rashi. Pasuk Lamid Gimel. Ma Masa Hashem Lot L'Shoin Tzchoik. Okay, the same word that the Mitzudos use, La'ag. Rashi selects word Tzchoik. It's mockery. L'fishon V'wasol Lochem L'Masa. The reason why they chose this word was because it was a burden to them. V'yamarta Alehem Es Ma Masa V'notashti. First of all, Rashi translates words v'natashti means ve'ozavti. I will abandon. Oimrim lochem, ma hamasa. It's a rhetorical question. Say to them, Hashem responds. Oimrim lochem, say oimrim lochem.
They say to you.
Oimrim lochem. They say to you, ma hamasa. They, the people, say to you, ma hamasa. I'll tell you what the Masa is. The Masa is Ata Atem Lamasa LeHakadosh Baruch Hu. This that they say to you, Esma Masa, what is the Masa? You are the burden. Vinot Hashli Eschem Num Hashem LeHakadosh Baruch Hu V'Hu Omar Shehitoish Hashem will abandon the Ashlich Eschem, will cast you aside, the Al Zero Yosef from upon his shoulders, Mishamayim Eretz, all the way from the heaven to the earth. Kach Shamati, Rashi says, this may not be my interpretation, but But this is the tradition of what I have received from my teachers as to explain the pshat and this pasuk. Now, yeah?
Can I ask a general question? If these Nevi'im Shekhar are saying Shekhar, it's high of Yisrael, why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroy them?
You're asking the age-old question, Rosh of Vitoivloi. Hashem allows the wicked to prosper and be successful with no end in sight. That's the age-old question. So what? So it's all the same. So what about murderers? Let me ask you, what's worse, a murderer or a Navi Shekhar? Maybe a murderer is even worse.
Well, once in a while, like God will give somebody, because not only that, the Maariv Sanhedrin has the whole idea that some of the Nevi'im who ended up to be Navi Shekhar were started out to be real
Nevi'im. The MS.
And if Maariv gets the case, how? In other words, at what point are you? Do you have to listen to a Navi if he... You know, does he have to perform one miracle or two, and there are Nevi'im who perform one miracle and then went over to the dark side, so to speak?
No, but I'm asking, Hashem knows.
Then what's
the Chiyuv Chavshes? Every person has free will.
These are real Nevi'im. And they're giving false prophecies.
But if they take the thing that they
free will,
one form that they, he went to the Elyon,
Shar HaElyon.
True Nevi'im.
Shar Tachton.
Yeah. That's not the Nevi'im. So why not Hashem destroy?
Because that's free will. That's the world we live in. Look around. There are wicked people wherever you turn. That's the world we live in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows, Hashem put us into this world to have free will. And part of free will is people can do whatever they want. And punishment is slow in coming.
Even though they're speaking in His name.
Absolutely. This is Ma'asim B'chol Yom. Look at all these false religions. Pagans and you name it, all the different idol worshippers.
Yeah, but I don't see Hashem complaining today in my complaints about these events. He was complaining
because today we have
saying all this and saying, "Well, I'll just let it keep going."
Because today we have today we don't have prophecy. Today in one respect it's more difficult. But on the other hand, the people who are evil, their evil is limited. They don't have the ability to do miraculous things. There's always a balance. Hashem creates will the balance. Zeh le'uma zeh bara elokim. Power of evil is always corresponds to the power of good, and a person is always presented with a choice. Bechira chafes. This is the age old question. Okay, so this is the parish of Rashi that over here. Shulam megavon over here. When Rashi leaves kach shemad. Obviously, Rashi. This just goes to show that this pasuk is a very complex pasuk. Rashi is coming over here to say that the translation of this pasuk has to be understood from a tradition I have from my teachers. Obviously, there's a very big problem with the pasuk. And the problem with the pasuk is the three words es ma hamasa v'amarta aleihem. You shall say to them es ma masa. What do those three words mean? So according to Rashi, Rashi saying is Hashem is repeating the question. That's how Rashi has received a tradition from his teachers that Hashem repeats. They're asking you Yirmiyah es ma masa. Is that what they're saying to you? Tell them they're the masa. Now let's just go back to the Radak, to the Mitzudos, one more time to have clarity if he learns the pasuk exactly in that manner. Look, go back to the pasuk in the Radak. And the beginning of pasuk Lamed Gimel, Amar Makom Yemro Im Yeshalcha Ha'om Ha'inavi Hashekar Koyin Habalei Mar Ma Mas Hashem Ritzon Loi Ma Ma Dibi Hashem V'Yach Lagam L'Losh L'Masa L'Fi Shoyim L'Masa Ulo L'Kaved V'Yamarta. Okay, here are the key words V'Yamarta Oz Toymar Alehem Esma Masa. Ritzon loymar esmash ritzon loymar esmash sheyois v'yitzdorech b'masa. Now, what does that mean? Kolaymar mash sheyios lasos b'masa. What Hashem wants to do in the vision, He will do to you. So, what it appears from the Matsudos, He's not learning this as a repetition. He's learning this as a statement. Esma masa. You shall tell to them. That you tell to them exactly what the vision is. And the vision, tell them that the vision will come true. Tell them that Hashem's will, Ye'os means His desire, His will and desire of what He wants to do in this vision will come true. So it appears that there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Mitzudos to the translation of Esma Masa. According to the Mitzudos, it is this statement. Respond and tell them what the prophecy is, and tell them that it will come true. According to the parish of Rashi, it's not a statement. It's Hashem is saying they want to know what they really want to make litzanis of you, and they want to know what the vision is. Tell them. Tell them. Tell them. V'natashti eschem nu'um Hashem. Two very different interpretations. Let's see with the Radak, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Lamuchi Sholcha Hakel Yisparach Shuha Choyker Leiv Boichin Kloyos Yodeas Levavam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows the secrets, investigates a person's innermost thoughts. He knows what they're thinking. Even though they can legally, technically get away with it, they can later on and say, we didn't say anything negative. We use one of the 10 words that is found in Tanakh to refer to prophecy. So they have an escape clause in case they'll be criticized. Why did you call Hashem's prophecy a burden? We didn't call it a burden. We took a pasuk out of the Tanakh. It's called a masa. But here Hashem says, don't give me that's a lie. I know what you're really thinking deep down in your heart. The reason why you selected this particular word is because that's a subconscious, it's a Freudian slip. It's a Freudian slip. You really view prophecy as a burden upon me. Kamo tachas masa'o, like if you see your enemy walking in the street and his donkey is collapsing, tachas masa'o, you have to help him. And that's really that Radak is trying to really introduce us to the next psukim. The next psukim is a lead. The next psukim is going to tell us, he's going to give the Musar, and he's exactly going to address this, how dear you call Hashem's prophecy a masa. Oi Hanavi, what? Yes, keva, keva. The word is a keva. Alti tefilos keva elatachanunim. And achnami, it's a burden. Davening, anything in life cannot be a burden. Because if it's a burden, the day will come, guaranteed. The day will come when you'll just say, enough is enough. Every person has a breaking point. B'li yoytzim en aklal. It's going to come that point in time. Therefore, you've got to be careful. Like the oy hanavi. Navi sheker, oy navi. Everyone is on the same page. Navi means navi sheker. The other Santir game, sofar. It means a sofar ukvar per perashnuhu. I don't know what that means. I think it means a scribe, which means it doesn't mean a real prophet. It means a person who was a scholar. There were people who were respectable people in the community, and they were giving over false, bad advice. Oy koyein mikahane halavim. Okay, he says where koyein means. I don't know what it means over here. By the kahane halavim. I'm not sure what this means. I really don't know what it means. What he means to say? Everyone, Rashi and the Mitzudah says it means a koyin habal, evil people. Here he says the kohane halavim. I'm not sure. Esma masa. What is the masa? Toy malohem. So here is the response. Es she'elosam she'sha'altem ma masa. So Radak is learning just like Rashi. The end. This question that you asked, Esma Masa, this question that you want to know what is the nature of the prophecy, I'll tell you. And the answer is, V'notashti Yeschem, Nuh Hashem, I'm going to abandon you. Umat Haimu, V'notashti Yeschem, Zoti Teshuva She'eloschem, with regard to your question, Ma Masa, the answer is, Hashem is going, you the burden, and Hashem is going to release you, V'tirgim Yonasan, V'sem Alohon, Kidei Nivu'asa, Kidei Nivuasa the Artish Yaschon, like this prophecy. Say to them, this is the prophecy. This is the. So it seems that the Targum is learning the Pasuk differently. V'yamarta Alehem, you shall say to them, Esma Hamasa, this is how the Mitsudos learn Pshan in the Pasuk. Tell them, I'll tell you, you want to know the Masa, this is a statement. This is the prophecy, and the prophecy is, V'artish yaskoin, I will abandon you. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk lamedal v'hanav yakoin v'al masha yomer maso Hashem. Now Hashem repeats. Hashem goes on to say a navi or a koyin v'ha'am. Now notice here the order is reversed. Notice in the last pasuk first came the am, and then came the navi. And then looking on this pasuk, for whatever reason, I do not know why. It's the order is the other, we put the om at the end. A navi, a koyein, or a common man, asher yoyma, it says, maso Hashem, who makes late sonis, and mocks the vision of Hashem, so he, that person, you should make them aware, ufakadati alhoish hahu v'albeso, that person will be punished. Let's see the Mesudas Pasuk Lamed Ali, Lamed Hei, Pasuk Lamed Hei, Koi Saimrun Buloshan, I'm sorry, nice. Lamadal, Pasuk Lamadal, Fakati, Bimikro, Bimikro Shavan Omar, Shanavi Yashu Lucham Derech, Ainoas Tavarim. In the previous pasuk, the Navi was responded to respond harshly, to give them pain. Oinostavar means to cause the person pain and suffering with harsh words. Shamokum Yazoves Yisrael, Hashem will abandon you. Ba'avoinam v'yashlichem ka'odem ha'mashlich ma'asok k'veda. Period. Hashem will abandon Klai Yisrael due to their sins. V'yashlichem, and Hashem will cast them to the side. Ka'odem ha'mashlich ma'asok k'veda, like a person that throws to the side of the road a very heavy burden. V'zeh omar. In this pasuk it says, "Avoin hazeh eskol loshiv gemul biyochid alu ish hamedarba v'al beisos." So the Mesudas comes to answer a very important question: what's the difference in pasuk Lamed Gimel and Lamed Dalet? The answer is: Lamed Gimel is for the klal, and Lamed Dalet is for the prat. Lamed Gimel was for the klal; Yisrael will be abandoned for the sin as a nation. And in this pasuk, Hashem will there'll be Hashkocha Pratis on the individuals who.
What about the word Amen?
It means an individual from the people. Maybe that. Also, maybe you're asking, making a good point. Maybe that's the reason why the order is reversed. Because in the previous pasuk, first it said Ha'am came first, and then it said the Navi and the Kayin. In this pasuk, it said the word Am after. So maybe the difference is in the first pasuk, Ha'am means the collective group of people.
The word Ma is not in the second pasuk.
Right. Okay. Okay, but according to the Mitzudos, it was a factual statement in Pasuk Lamed Gimel as well.
But according to the other mind,
okay, we didn't get to Rashi yet. And Echanan, one thing at a time. But according to the Mitzudos, it was a statement in Pasuk Lamed Gimel Lamed Aled. What's the difference? Why the repetition? The Mitzudos says Pasuk Lamed Gimel is the klal, Pasuk Lamed Aled is the prat. Maybe that answers the question, why is the word Om we put at the end of the pasuk? Because maybe in the Lama Gimel, the Om is in the beginning of the pasuk because it's the collective noun, it's the tzibur. And the pasuk Lama Dal, the word Om is at the end because it means a member of the Om. Does not mean the klal, it means a member. So therefore it's coming after two individuals, a Navi or a Kohen, and then Vicha Om, a member of the Om. Whereas in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Ha'am means the klal, if the group comes together as a group and makes late sonis of prophecy. Let us see Rashi, Pasuk Lamed.
Actually, both Sukkim have a yachid and a klal in both. You look at the Pasuk Lamed Gimel, it says, Oya Navi, Oya Kain. It doesn't say just Am.
Okay, but maybe there it means the Navi and the Kain, they come at representing the Tzibur. Okay, I'm just saying what
so
the Mitzvah says.
In
so there, because they were focusing on the individual, even though the Navi and the Kohen represented the Tzibur, but when the day of reckoning will come, there will be a specific punishment for that Navi Sheker and that Kohen Habal, and that individual who was influential in causing this thing to happen. So that's what the Mitzvah is saying.
The other way that the people who allowed such a Navi are such.
Well, everyone, punishment will be distributed proportionally based upon who is guilty. But the group suffers as well. And that is what the Mitzvah is saying. And the Pasuk Lamed Gimel is telling us that the Klal Yisrael will be abandoned. The whole nation as a whole will be picked up, plucked from their place and removed. Pasuk Lamed Aleph is saying even after they're going to be removed from, there's going to be individual specific punishment for each individual according to his degree of wickedness. There is punishment for the Klal, and there's punishment for the prat.
Or could it be a pasuk Lamed Gimel, because he's first focusing on the klal.
Right.
Then he refocuses his
on the prat.
Responsibility. Okay, now I took care of the people that you misled, now I'm going to take care of you as a leader.
When the people are going to be exiled, the leaders are going to be exiled with them. Yes, that's exactly what the Mitzudas David says. There is punishment for the klal, and punishment for the prat. Look again, Shabakum Yazov es Yisrael be'avoinam v'yashlichem odom ha'mashlich es masak veda. Period. V'zeh omar. Now in this pasuk, we're not focusing on Yisrael, we're focusing on the individual. Omar ha'voin hazeh eskor lo hashiv gul b'yichud al ho'ish ha'medaber v'yal beisa. Tu psukim klal u'prat. Ein d'chlal el'amashe v'prat. Okay, let's go to the Rashi. There is no Rashi, but let's go to the Radak and Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. V'hanavi mivur hu. Radak says, you don't need me to explain. Self-explanatory. Truth is, it's not. Because the Mitzudo said it's not. Mitzudo says that it's not self-explanatory because there appears to be repetition. Pasuk Lamed Vav. Pasuk Lamed Vav is Pasuk Lamed Hey. Pasuk Lamed Hey. Koi Samu, so shall you say, Ish al re'ehu v'ish al ochiv. I'm sorry, ish el ochiv me ono Hashem uma diber Hashem. Pasuk lam, in other words, this is Yirmiyah, this is what you should say to the people. Don't use the word masa. Use the word ono, respond. Use the word diber, and we'll see in a moment the difference between ono and diber means, ono means a response, part of a dialogue. Diber means a new comment, a new statement. It's the beginning of a conversation. That's how you speak to Baal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now you want to know what Hashem said, you don't say, what's the burden? What new burden did Hashem put upon us? You say, what did Hashem answer to our question? What did Hashem speak? What did Hashem say to us? Don't use the word Masa. Use the word Ono, or use the word Diber. Pasuk Lamed Vav. Umasa Hashem lo sisku. Oh, don't you dare ever use the word Masa in reference to Hashem's prophecy. Ki Hamasa yele ish divaro. Because the Masa will be if a burden, we have to really see how to translate that. If the word Masa will be upon a person's lips, if a person will choose, we have to translate the words backwards. If it will be in a man's words, vocabulary, the word Masa, then you should know you're in a lot of trouble. V'hafachtem es divrei Elokim chayim, Hashem tzivakoyis Elokeinu. That means, if you're going to do that, what you have done is, you have perverted, v'hafachtem, you have perverted, you have corrupted the words of Elokim chayim, the living God, Hashem tzivakoyis Elokeinu. No one says about something that is precious, it's a burden. How dare you say about Hashem, Elohim, who is Chayim, the source of all life, who is Hashem Tzvokas, who is God of everything, the Tzvo Hashemayim, the hosts of the heavens. How dare you say Elohim, who is our God, how dare you say it's a burden? You got to be insane to say such things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's see. People. Upon the people. Well, originally, the reason why, well, yeah, remember, we were this before you...
The reason I'm asking it that way is because picture, you're the Navi, and you've been going out, give me this, for 40 years, and you've been constantly telling the people, and now Hashem's telling you something negative again, I gotta go out.
Well, in Ochinami, we started with that. When we started the share, we explained that the reason why the word Masa is indeed one of the 10 words that describes prophecy is because it is a burden upon the prophet. When the prophet, there is a kernel of truth, and that's why it's called Masa. When a prophet receives the word of Hashem, he, number one, he's overwhelmed. It's a frightening experience. He feels weighed down. He feels like he's crushed. His neshama is crushed. Number two, he has the need to release it. He's compelled to go out into the community and tell them what Hashem said. And until he gets it off his tongue, gets it off his chest, he feels he has carrying a very heavy burden. So the truth is, the word Masa is a very good description of what exactly a prophecy is. Because that's what it is for the prophet. However, when the Hamoinam, when the people start making leitzonis of the prophet, and they use that word, it's like, we didn't say anything wrong. We didn't say anything wrong. We called the prophecy the word Masa, because that's what it is. Hashem, as the Radak said, Hashem, who knows what you're thinking, knows the reason why you chose the word Masa is not because you're describing the nature of prophecy, it's because it's a burden to listen to Hashem. It's a negative trait. Let us see these two psukim inside in the Mefarshim. Let's see the Mitzudos David. The Mitzudos David says in Pasuk Lamed, Hey, Koi Samru, Beloshon Hazes Samru. This is how what you should respond to the people. Mo Ono Hashem. Ritzoyna Loimar. Im Tisholu Al Hama'ane. If you ask, when the people come to you and they want to know what did Hashem respond, many times people have questions. Why did this happen? That's one of the greatest tragedies we have in our day and age. We don't have prophets. What is the greatest advantage of having a prophet? To know why things happened or why things are happening. What do you mean doesn't really matter? If a person knows why he does not have parnas, the person is suffering. I can't find a good job. I daven every day, 3 times a day. I give tzedakah. I'm a good person. Do everything I'm supposed to do. I just have a miserable time making parnasa. Why can't I be like my neighbor? My neighbor, he works 9 to 5. He has a good job. So you go to the Navi, and then you tell the Navi, you know, I'm having a hard time making a parnasa. All of my relatives, they work hard, but it's not like me. They're not doing slave labor, and they're making a lot more than me. So what am I doing wrong? You're doing this wrong. You're making this mistake in your life. He'll tell you exactly where you're going wrong. And the guy will say, wow, it's a good thing you told this to me, because I could have lived a million years. I never would have realized I'm making this mistake in my life. I'm making this whatever it is. So that's what Nevi'im do. Okay, Nevi'im have the ability. You go to a Navi, he'll tell you exactly why, and he'll solve all your problems. He'll solve all the problems. We don't have Nevi'im, so bad things happen to good people, and no one knows why, and we have no way of knowing. There's absolutely no way to know why things have happened. So the part of Nevu'ah is you go and you ask a question, why? And the Navi responds. So Hashem responds through the Navi. So when you want to know what an answer, the appropriate word to use is Mo Ono Hashem, not Mo Maso. Ritzon Eloimar, Im Tishalu Al Hamano. If you will ask a prophet to know Hashem's response, Toima Toimru, the proper vocabulary is Mo Ono Hashem. V'im Tishalu Al Ma Shemedaber Belit She'ela. And if sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a new message, it's not a response, it's not a reply to a text or an email. It's a new message. So then, Tishalu al Moshe Medaber Meblit Sheila Toimer. You say Madiber Hashem. Then the correct vocabulary is Madiber, but don't you dare use the word Masa. Lost Pashal Amal Amadvav
Umasa. Do we get a perception then from Sula's interpretation? It's like the people were anxiously asking.
They were making litzonis. They were making litzonis. So the mitzvah was very clear. It was very precise. Lag. The people said to Yirmiah, they saw him in the street. Oh, Yirmiah. No, let's hear the latest masa. Let's hear the latest burden. They were making litzonis. Oh, you have maybe you have a message for us. Maybe the Rebbeinu Shalom has a message. Maybe he's told us that the world's coming to an end tomorrow. What's the latest masa? And then Yirmiah, how dare you say the word masa? You call prophecy a burden? We didn't say anything wrong. Look in Chum, look in Tanakh. A prophecy is called a masa. I know what you're thinking. When you said masa, you were making litzonis. He's saying it's a burden upon us. So if you're really serious about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message, the proper way, proper derech eretz in asking for Hashem's message is either the word ana or the word diber. But don't use the word masa. Let's go further. Pasik lamed vav in the mitzvah stavid the masa losha masa lois siskadu. Oh, don't you ever dare use the word masa. Ki hamasa. Now here's the hard part of the pasik. Okay, this is important to clarify. Ki hamasa yiyeh liish divaro. What does that mean? Ritzon eloimar. So the mitzvah says, watch out, stop sign. It's not easy to translate these words. Divrei hanavua heima ki ilu lamasa al hanavi shehashem diber bo. A Navi indeed. So this is not the way I translated originally. It means in a chinami. The word masa is the appropriate word in reference from the perspective of the Navi, but not from the perspective of the recipient of the prophecy, of the people who it's meant for, the message. So one more time. Because to the person to whom Hashem spoke to, because he is compelled to let it out, as if it's a heavy burden upon his shoulders. As it says in the beginning of Yirmiah, V'nilesi kalkel. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to a Navi, it's fire burning in him, and he's unable to withhold it in. Uvavur ze gam yitochin likara b'shem asa, milvad ma shenikra came alki nisei sbifi anavi. Besides, for the very, very simple reason why it's something that's been carried. When a Navi has within him a prophecy, so he's carrying it. He's carrying it, so therefore it's called a burden. But on a more deeper meaning, the reason why it's called a burden, because a burden has a connotation and something that you can't wait to release, to let off from your shoulder. And indeed, a Navi is compelled to give over the message, therefore it's called a Masa. So, Ein Achinami, it's called a Masa for the Navi, but, next words of the Mitzudos, but Vahapachtem, Aval, you evil people, you have taken this word, a word called Masa, and you have corrupted it. Avlatem habchimes divrei Hashem hi milas masa loymar shilamas al hashoimin v'loy keinu. It's not so. You have taken a word that is a true word and you've corrupted it. And instead of using it in a reference from the perspective of the Navi, you're using it in reference to yourself, the shoimin, the ones that listen to these words, and you're saying that it is a burden. V'apachtem, you're taking divrei Elokim chayim chayim Hashem tzevokos Elokeinu. That's a very beautiful way to translate this pasuk according to the parish of the Mitzudas. Let's see if we have Rashi, pasuk Lamed Tamid Hey and Lamed Vav. We have some very long Rashis. Lamed Vav. Ki amase yele ish devaro. Now Rashi is going to say something very, very different. Af al pi she'atem hapchemes hamaso l'gnai. Even though you have, he's translating really the end of the pasuk first, you have behapchem, you have transformed, you have overturned the maso l'gnai. Masa devar Hashem leish devaroi uleish atzasoi hu migaleu. The truth is, it is called a masa. Hashem gives over the words of prophecy to his prophets. You have perverted the word by using it in a negative. Zu loy shamati kein v'chi ikar. So Rashi here says the translation I've given you, which is identical to what we've just learned in the Mitzudos David, is something that I have not received a tradition from my teachers, but I believe this to be the correct translation of the pasuk. So Rashi starts off parroting the words of the Mitzudos David, even though the Mitzudos David lived hundreds of years after Rashi. Now, Avol kach shamati, but let me now tell you what I heard from my teachers. Ki hamaso yiyeh masoy shel puranus l'misha oimroi hashoyel mamasa. That a masoi is, the masoi will be punishment. Hamasoi yeh masoi al shol peronis l'mi sho'oimroi. Sho'oimroi?
No, the person who asks the question and phrases the question,
mamasa,
he's going
to
get it.
He's going to get it. He's good to him. So therefore, v'hapachtem, so that's how he trained them. So let's read the words one more time. That's what the pastor according to write this. Blam and Vav. U'masa Hashem lo yisitzki rod ki hamasa. Because it will be a masa. The one that says the word masa, he will be le'ish devaro, means not the Navi, like the first interpretation. It means the evildoer, this evil man who used the word masa in a derogatory form, the prophecy will be for him a masa, will be for him a korban. And as the pasuk goes on to clarify, V'apachtem, it's because you have transformed as Divrei Elokim Chayim Hashem Tzvakos Elokeinu, because since you've taken a good word and you've made it into a bad word, that's why indeed you will be now the subject, the target of the punishment that will come.
I think what you said about it being crushing is very telling. And I like that, because the difference in Nevuah, as in why we read Yeshaya, even though Yeshaya prophesied gloom and doom for a while also as well. But Chazon is sort of like a vision, there's good and there's bad, there's a remedy in the Nebuah for the bad, there's a remedy for good. Whereas the Masa, the reason it was low level at the very end, the last few of the Treyasa that he uses the word Masa, was it was already decreed that there would be Churban no matter what. So it was a crushing decree, there was
crushing.
No Nechama whatsoever. That's why
a chazon doesn't have the harshness.
The connotation of, I mean, the remedy there. In other words, you still have a chance to redeem it, but the masa already, there was no redemption once there's a masa.
Okay.
It's going to crush you.
Okay.
So that's why it's called a maser.
Okay, so according to this, Ish Devaro is the one that uses the term masa in a derogatory form. Next, Inyan Acher. Now we go to a third interpretation. Masa Hashem Loshon Nevuhu. V'hoya Hanavi Hashekah Shoyel Lenavi Ha'emes Loimo Lo Es Devar HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'loshon Shebo HaSignoi Ne'lof. He would ask the Navi Sheker would ask the Navi MS to give him some help. Can you please tell me the signoin, the style?
Yesterday.
The style did not express the message. And he would take the signoin and he would abuse it, he would pervert it and produce a false message. But he would be able to hide his sheker by speaking in the same style as the Navi Emes. Kidei sheyaminu bo, people should believe him. V'chein osa Chananya ben Ezar. L'kachu oimer. So here, now with this interpretation, so what we're doing over here, according to this interpretation, the subject of the pasuk is the Navi Sheker. So the Navi Sheker is what we're here, so let's explain. Kachu oimer, al tish'alu maso Hashem, es loshna signon. Don't say to the Navi, we're addressing the Navi Sheker. Navi Sheker, don't go to the Navi MS and ask him, tell me the signoin, tell me the masa, tell me the style of language, the template that one uses when one says prophecy, so I can use it for my benefit and inject my corrupted message. How dare you? If you want to be a participant in leading the Jewish people, what you should do is go to the prophet, the Navi MS, and don't ask him for the style, ask him for the message. And the message will be a true message. And then take that message and relay it to the people. Elama diber umo ono. And what did Hashem respond? Es perish hadavar, ask the Navi MS for the message, the explanation of the signoin. She'olu l'Navi MS, ask the Navi MS, leimo lechem ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu oimer, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, u'leheichon noitin es devarav, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, where are the words leaning, what is the goal? Ki amasa yiyeh l'ish devarav, signoin stam. So now with that idea in mind, he's coming to translate. The masa will be to an ish devarav, signoin stam. The masa, the samasa, he's translating in this interpretation the style. HaKadosh Baruch Hu omro stam le'ish atzaso she'enoi choshul lehapchoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals a style of prophecy to a tzaddik who is not suspect of perverting the signoin and relaying a false message. But the atem, but you false prophets, She'alim o, so you ask him, please tell us the signoin, kidei lahapcho, in order to use it as source material to pervert. V'yipachtem es divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you pervert the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'zeo shem olamala, meganvei divarai, and this ties back into what we learned yesterday, that the category of prophets who steal words of prophecy, divarai ish me'ish re'ehu, gamze loshon me'yusar, and over here, this pasuk was nothing more than repetition from what we had in the previous pasuk. So it would appear from Rashi that he's giving us three interpretations of what it means le'ish divaroi. According to the first interpretation, kiamasa masa means what it means, prophecy. True prophecy, it's a catch-all phrase for the entire scheme. Prophecy comes le'ish divaro. It comes to a tzaddik. And you, I'm getting confused already, one more time. The prophecy. The masa, yeah, I'm sorry. According to the first interpretation, is that the word masa is the appropriate term to describe prophecy from the perspective of the prophet. But it's not the proper word, the term, to use to describe prophecy from the perspective of what we call the shoymim, the people who are the intended listeners, the ones who the prophecy is meant for. So therefore, this pasuk, according to Rashi's first interpretation, and the interpretation of the Mitzudos, is Hashem is coming to complain against the use of the word masa. How dear you mock the word of the Navi with the word masa. You have no right to use that vocabulary word. That vocabulary word is reserved. It's a reserved keyword, like in computers. There are certain words you're not allowed to use. They're reserved keywords for the processor to know. So that is a reserved keyword for the Navi. How dare you take that keyword and use it for? This is the first. The second interpretation is ki hamasa yeli ish devaro refers to. What was the second interpretation? I forgot already. That's the third interpretation. But the second interpretation.
Because if you're the one who's asking it, are you
going to
get
it? Oh. It means the one that's asking. Lefi devaro, the ish devaro, the one that says this nasty word, he's going to get it. He's going to get it. The masa will be upon him. And the third interpretation is masa is not a vocabulary word. Ki amasa means the signoin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents a style of speech to the tzaddik, to the ish devaro. And you wicked Nevi'e Sheker, have taken this signoin, this masa, which is synonymous with the signoin, and you have taken it, and you've used it as a way to legitimize yourself by copying this style, but you have injected or corrupted the true message by relaying something false to the people. So see how complex this pasuk is so far. So listen, Rashi, three different mahalchim to explain the simple meaning of these words. Now let us see the Radak. These two. We didn't finish yet. We finished the Rashi. Pasuk hafachtem. Yeah, there's no more Rashi. Now let's see the Radak on these two psukim. Radak pasuk lamed hey lamed vav koi. Ish, so says Hashem, Ish al re'ehu, kamo el re'ehu, that's a very common idea. Al and el can be interchanged. V'chein v'yelech el kona haramasa al beisa, it means kamo el beisa. Mo'ono Hashem, kamo madiber, v'chein v'nisa v'yamarta, v'yani yov, harishoin, it means, simply means do not say masa, you should say mo'ono or madiber. Don't use that nasty word masa, use the better word. Now, here we come to...
Ana Diber, he says it's the same thing.
He doesn't really elaborate.
Why does he ask, Kamo Ma Diber? Ma Ana
Hashem
is Kamo Ma Diber.
Aha. Ma Ana Kamo Ma Diber v'chein v'nisa v'yamarta v'yan i'oiv. I don't know what's Harisha mean. What does that mean, the word Harisha? What is that doing there? All right, Enochanami, so maybe the Radak means exactly the same thing. Mitzudos was very clear, it means two different expressions, the response, and it means a new statement. Pasuk Lamed Vav, here's the hard part. Umasa Hashem ki amasa yel ish devaro. L'chol ish mehem yiyeh hamasa devaro. Now, what does that mean? To each one of them, the masa will be his word. Kloimar b'devaroi levad yomer masa shemashma nevua. In his words alone, he will say masa, which is mashma nevua. Ach b'liboy hu loshon kvedus. In other words, they're liars. Even though they say the word masa, which can technically refer to prophecy, deep down inside, I know that really they're using the word masa to indicate that it's a burden upon them, the word of Hashem. One more time. B'dvaro levad, in their words alone, they say the word masa, which is an innocent word, in it by itself, shemash menavua. Ach, Hashem says, I know what you're really thinking. Beliboy kuloshon kvedus. Deep down in your heart, subconscious, deep down in your heart, when you say the word masa, it's because it's a burden upon you to hear the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh she'amar. And this is what it says in the end of the pasuk. V'afachtem es tibri elokim chayim kloimar. Belevavchem. In your heart, tahapchu oisam minavu l'chvedus. In your heart, you're really saying that what is a true prophecy for us is a burden. Now, so it comes out, I think we have over here a fourth interpretation of the pasuk according to the Radak, is where the subject is the people who are asking the question, Ma Masa Hashem, And to them, they use the word kiamase. The word masa is the word on the lips of le'ish divaro, the people who are using this language. That's what's on their lips. But Hashem says, I know that deep down inside, when you're saying the word masa, you really mean it to say that it's a burden to you. Va'fachten, you have taken a word that's a good word, a word masa, that it refers to a prophecy, and you've used it as a word to express your frustration and your intolerance of hearing the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a really amazing, you have four different interpretations over here, but we're not even finished yet. There's another interpretation. It's coming up more of you, another long radak. Al Hamane, that's it. Okay, good, that's it. Next, now we go to the next page, Hashem Tzavakos. Okay, so we're finished. Four, bottom one is four Mahalachim in the Pasuk. Now we come to Hashem Tzavakos, Ki Hu Adoin Tzavakos, Ma'ale Utzvois Mata, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the hosts of what is above, Utzvois Mata, and the hosts of all creatures and objects and items that are in the lower world. Has the power to bring upon you whatever he wants. So Yirmi over here says the very powerful words of Musa. He says Elokeinu and does not say Elokeichem. Being that you are idol worshippers, you do not deserve that the Hashem should be called your God. He's only our God. The Adoini of Yitzchon Levracha Peirashki Devaroi Shel Adam Hu Nisius Sefasaf. The word of a person is the lifting up of his lips. Kamo she'amar uval esa eshemoisam al sefosai kolaymar uchoroi nikreis hanavua masa. A nevuah is called a masa. Shehi niseis b'fi hanavi. It is carried in the mouth of the navi. Avolashat al elashatem hoifchem divrei elokim chayim v'tvach shvu masa inyan kevedus. He's just saying exactly the same thing as he said before, but he just explained over here why is it called a masa. The reason why it's called a masa is because something that's on your lips, something which you carry on your lips, is called a masa. It's the same exact parish of the pasuk according to the Radak, is that the word masa indeed is an appropriate word to refer to prophecy, because something, one more time, devaroi shel adam hu nisius sefasaf, the words of a person's mouth is what is carried upon your lips. It's an expression. Kamo she'amar, ubal esa, do not carry, eshemosam, the names of idols, al sifosai upon your lips. So kloimar uchoroi nikres hanavu maaso shi nasis lefi anavavi el shatem hafchim devei elokim chayim. That the end part is the same, but you have perverted in the word maaso, which is a good word, an innocent word, and you've corrupted it. And you're saying that it's a burden to carry to hear the words v'tachshu maaso inyan kevedus. Okay, so this is the same idea as before, just trying to be more precise in what it means the word maaso. Okay, let's now go to the next pasuk lamid ches v'imasa Hashem toimeru pasuk. I'm sorry, pasuk lamid zayin. So that's lamid zayin. Koy samar el hanavi. If you want to say something, this is the proper expression. So shall you say to the navi? El navi me onoch Hashem uma diber Hashem. The proper way to address the navi is the word onoch and the word diber. Do not say the word masa. Pasuk lamid ches v'imasa Hashem. Poetic repetition. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Maybe we'll see in Farshim. I don't know.
I just think the Lashon of Ma'ono, Ma'diber, is the connotation there is God may say something, but you misunderstand it. This is what God answered you, but let me explain what it means. Ma'ono Hashem, this is what God said, but now you don't seem to get the message. So let me explain to you what he really said. This is what it means.
Okay. Koy soymar el hanavi me onoch Hashem uma diber Hashem. Let me give you the message. Pasuk lamed ches v'imasa Hashem toimeru. And if you still, meaning if you are still nasty, and you continue in your evil ways, and you continue to say the word masa, watch out. L'chein so shall be koyamar Hashem yan amorchem es hadavar hazeh masa Hashem. Because you continue to say Maso Hashem, for Eshlach Alechem Lemor, I will send upon you a final message saying, after Eshlach Alechem Lemor Loisa Maso Hashem, after I already told you, you have to read the passage backwards, after I already told you, don't do this, if you persist, you continue to say Maso Hashem, Lochein Hinani, so it is I, Vino Shisi Eschem Noso, I will carry you. Again, the play on the words. You want to say the word masa, the masa will come upon you. You are the burden. Vino shishi eschem naso, I will carry you as a burden. Vino tashti eschem, I will abandon you. V'yesho ira asher nasati lechem v'lavosichem mi'alponai. Vino sati alechem cherpa asalim, I'll bring upon you the shame of the world. Uchlim usalim, an eternal shame asher lo si shokeach, that will never be forgotten. So over here, he's basically, these last sukkim are repeating the same idea that we said the last few sukkim. Let's see quickly the mitzvahs.
This is the biggest parak in Yirmiyah.
Is it? It's a hard parak, that's for sure. Yeah, could be. Let's see quickly, we're going to have to listen to the mitzvahs and farsh very quickly. Okay, it's very easy. Let's start again with Pasuk Lamed Zayin, because all this is just repetition. Lamed Zayin L'Koyamar Elanavi, return to Loimar. Aviafim Tish'alu Esanavi Atzmai. Im ki lumulo ki ilu lamasa. Al kilo yuchal lahastira. And even if you will ask the Navi himself, im ki lumuloi. I'm reading Lamed Zayin. You have a different version, that's why maybe it doesn't make sense. Mitzudos Tavel Lamed Zayin. Maybe it's a mistake. There's so many mistakes in this edition. Let's see. Give me one moment. Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Perich of Gimel Pasuk Lamed Zayin the Mitzudos David. Koi Soimar El Hanavi. Right, that's what we're up to?
Yeah.
Rotzo Loimar. This means to say, V'afim Tisholu Es Hanavi Atzma. Right? If you ask the Navi himself, Im Ki Lumuloi, that's what it says, the same exact thing. Im Ki Lumuloi, Kilu Lamasa, Al Kilo Yuchal Hastira, that if you'll say to him that it's as if it's a Masa, that we Kim Lumuloi Kilu Lamasa, Al Kilo Yuchal Hastira, Im Kol Zele Siskru She Masa Rak Balosh Nazetam Ma Onach Hashem. In other words, even if you're going to say, you're going to excuse yourself by saying that when we said the word masa, we're not referring to it from our perspective. We are referring to it from your perspective. In other words, we have to be very careful because the mitzudos is lishitosai. Remember, we learned four perushim, and the first perush is, when it says here the word masa, what was the interpretation? Masa is the word that is used liish devara. From the perspective of the Navi is allowed to use the word Masa. But the Shoimim, they are not allowed to use the word Masa. So even if you're going to excuse yourself and say, don't blame us, when we said the word Masa, we were using it in reference from the perspective of the Navi. One more time. Barat Zalemar. V'afim tisholu es ha-Navi atzma. If you're going to ask the Navi, you're going to ask him, im ki lumuloi, that what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to you that was from your perspective a masa, but for us it's not a masa, ki'ilu l'masa, and why, and he's repeating himself, why is it called a masa from the perspective of a Navi? Because he's compelled to release it, to give it over, al kilo yuchal l'hastira, im kol zeh Hashem says, I don't care, that's still, it's none of your business. It's none of your business to go and refer to a prophecy with the term masa, and say that we're referring to it from his perspective. That's his perspective. From your derech eretz, when you speak about prophecy, you should never ever say the word masa. You should say it in this fashion. Mo onoch locha Hashem im ye hashela al hamaan. The same thing we said before. What is the question? What is the response? Ima diber Hashem im ye al davar mebli sheila v'kedumo. Or what did Hakadosh Baruch Hu say? And if after all of these warnings you continue to be stubborn and you continue to say the word masa, watch out. You're going to get what you deserve. Therefore, we have to read the pasuk backwards. After all that I've warned you, I've told you so many times not to do this, and you do it again. Due to this sin alone, I'm going to abandon you. I'm going to abandon you. Like a person that drops a heavy burden. Allah, Ha'avoyin hazeh levad, this sin alone of referring to prophecy with the term asa, kedaihu lezeh ha'oinesh mida b'mida al sh'amru loshen masa, because you use the word masa, you'll be the masa. Ya'azoy v'ayisam Hashem will abandon you ki masa. V'yim o'ir.
Hashem is being particular
about his
not the
Maisha
of what the
Derech Eretz you have to have towards prophecy. It's a very powerful idea being expressed over here. Kodesh Baruch Hu has very big, very strong demands to have Derech Eretz for the concept of prophecy.
Not just the content.
Not just the content, but the concept. Just the concept of prophecy. In fact, in the Ani Mamins, we have two. There's the DMS. Ani Mamins called Divrei Nevi'im. And then we have another whole arm from Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the Av Hanavim. But that's right. That's really the message of these psukim. Now, so we have Esoir on the city. Gam Esoir Asher Ezoy Ashlich Me'alponai V'tiyah Mesur B'yad HaKastim will be abandoned B'yad HaKastim. Pasuk Mem. Cherpas oilam. Oilam here refers to time. Zman merubatia becherpa goilim biana kastim. For a very long time they will be exiled in the kastim. Uchlima soilam. Zman merubah yizocher hachlima sheilochem be'ez techlu shevil v'neatzar. You will be in a state of zoyon for a very long time when you go for the enemy. Asher lo sishcha hachlima ahi al kitia merubah gedol. It's going to be a very long time when you're going to be subject to the shame. That's going to be for 70 years. 70 years is a very long time. Okay, let's see if we can do very quickly the Rashi of the Mitzugos. Pasik Lamed, Zayin Koi, Summer Elanovi, Kisha'atem, Boim, Lashol, Divri, Dover, Meis, Anovi, Vino, Shisi, I'm going to pick you up as a burden, Loshon, Gid, Hanoshe, not to pick you up, Noshe means I'm going to cause you to be abandoned. The Gid, Hanoshe, that slips, that's dislodged. Loshon, Gid, Hanoshe. Their strength has been dislodged. Move from place to place. Okay. Or? Koyfates. Okay. Koyfates to be uprooted. Let's see if we can do the Rada quickly. Pasik Lamid Zayin, Lamid Zayin Koyim Avurhu, Lamid Ches Vim Avurhu, Lachain Hirni Vino Shisi Eschem Nat Noso, Masha Alma Bezeh Hinanin, Bechol Dover of Dover Hinani. Why does the Pasik begin with the word Hinani? Moira Al Mesirus HaPuranis Aleichem. The word Hinani is an expression which connotes, I will deliver punishment. Kiloimar Hinani, Muchun Umezumen Lahavi Aleichem Ra. Hashem's going to say a Lashem Yichud. Before Hashem brings the Korban, he's going to say L'shem Yichud v'noshisi. What does it mean v'noshisi? So here we have a new translation. Not like Rashi that says that it means I'm going to dislodge. I'm going to dislodge you. I'm going to forget about you. V'noshisi v'shochachti. V'chvar k'safti ki b'bo ha'mokar acharon hu l'chazik ha'pula. Over here we said something, we have a double expression. In this pasuk it says v'noshisi v'noshisi. Vinoshisi eschem noso. Two words. One the noun form, one the verb form. The verb comes before the noun. When you have it in this form, it means intensity. Same way you have forgotten me, I'm going to forget you. Now, atem usim atem moisim nivu osi, umavazim oso. Ani gam kein eshkach aschem. You have abandoned. You have despised him. I'm going to do the same thing to you. Af al pish shakonisi aschem. Even though I have acquired you, v'chodati b'ris aschem, ki atem b'talta my bris aschem, because you have abandoned my bris first. Next, v'notashli aschem ezoy aschem v'yesoir shesalek shkinas mimena. Uv'amam yalponai tamol milas aschem is giving explaining aschem return the loymar ki be'ozvi aschem when I abandon you tiglu mialponai kamosh amar shlach mialponai. I'm going to forget about you. I'm going to separate. From before me. I'm not sure what he means over there. I think he means Vinotashti Now, he's just saying that the word, the test and the tav can be interchanged. And when you interchange the test and the tav, the notashi means the same exact thing. It means I'm going to abandon you. Pasik mem, I'm going to bring this curse of chlimos shame. Uchlimos shame b'shurok. Uchlimus is a vav after the mem. B'shurok avav v'dogeh shamem, and there's a dot in the mem. Okay, so but the bottom line over here is, we have over here, just looking at this one more time, v'nasis naso hasara v'hataka, to removal. It appears that we have a machlokes between Rashi and the Mitsudos. We see Rashi as what is the Mitsudos, Radak, and Rashi as what is the precise translation of the word vino shish, vino shisi eschem noso. According to the Mitsudos and according to the Radak, it means I'm going to remove you. Mesirus. I'm going to remove. According to Rashi, it means I'm going to forget you. Two different interpretations. And the bottom line over here is, you're going to continue to be persistent in mocking the words of prophecy. So these psukim, we learned about the severity of having derech eretz for words of prophecy. Okay, stop here.